This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, January 24th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. It's now 2 years since the president announced that he would let all legislation sit in plain view for 3 days before signing it. So how has he done? On the eve of the State of the Union address, Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, grades the president on that important pledge.
President Obama made a great show of working on transparency at the beginning of his administration, including in his first full day in office, signing a memorandum asking for greater transparency in the administration, in the execution of his office. One of his most measurable campaign promises was called Sunlight Before Signing. That was the promise to post online for 5 days before he signed them, the bills that he received from Congress. That's a promise that I've measured throughout the now 2 years of his term, and we have statistics for how well he's done. In the first year, his performance was absolutely dismal. Of 124 bills Congress sent him, he signed six for a 4.8% sunlight before signing average. During 2010, the president improved quite a bit over 2009, and you can see month over month improvement in sunlight before signing. And with a very strong December, frankly, at the end of his first 2 years, which was actually midnight on January 19th, the president creeped up to just over 50% on his sunlight before signing average, 50.393%, if you like the details.
Republicans in taking over the U.S. House have instituted a bunch of similar rules relating to legislation that they're putting through the process there. What are they planning on doing?
From time to time during the last Congress, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the Democrats, the Democrat-run Congress, agreed to put important bills online for 3 days before House votes. Republicans have tried to make that an institutional process with a rule that would require, that would allow objection to votes, essentially require bills to be posted online for 3 days before the House takes its vote. I'll be looking over the specifics of the rule to see if it can be tracked similarly to sunlight before signing, because I think it would be a worthwhile comparison to set up a bit of a competition, if you will, between the Democratic president and the Republican House to see who holds to their promises to the public on this relatively simple transparency measure. There's plenty that both can do to improve the transparency of the government. Again, the Obama administration, all in good faith, I think, has produced a lot of heat, but very, very little sunlight. Lots of projects, lots of ships sailed, but we really haven't seen the kind of change that I think people were expecting and that people wanted at the beginning of President Obama's term.
Now, the language that was used in these various promises that made by House Republicans in making this an institutional rule has been 3 days in an electronic format. You know, if that's step one, step two then is what?
In electronic form is a very important thing to assess. Electronic form can mean just about anything, including scanned PDF documents, which are just a little bit better than paper in terms of getting the information out of them and making the information useful for debate.
Searchable.
Searchable, for example. Electronic form should mean something that machines can read and that machines can parse or that machines can gather semantics from. We get into some a little bit technological language here, but in the tech world, people talk about the semantics of data. What is the information you can get out of it? And so I'll be continuing to work to try to describe what that means and encourage the House in particular and over time the executive branch and many other legislative and policymaking processes get those into formats that are machine readable and that have semantic information that make it really useful for the public.
Transparency is not an end. It's a means. And what is it that you hope transparency actually creates?
I think transparency, as you say, is a means to an end. And the widespread pan-ideological bipartisan agreement on transparency is because of a variety of ends. It's fair to say that liberals and progressives believe transparency will validate federal programs and root out corruption. Libertarians and some conservatives believe that transparency will lead to the overall reduced demand for government when people see where their money's going and how it's being wasted. Either way, I think we're better off. Libertarians don't want programs to be failing. If some are validated, let's go forward with getting that done. If corruption is rooted out, let's go forward with getting that done. I think the ultimate end of transparency will be to have a government that functions better, for one, and that's also quite a bit smaller, because the American people can do the oversight of Congress that should be done.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.